Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Guy walked into a police station here in L.A. They might want him for two murders. Another insurance company raising the rates. Homes and condos, big jumps. But first, sure, the Yankees can have a win. We just need one more.
Smith sends a fly ball the other way. Back goes Soto, that short porch. It's got a chance, and it's gone.
Yeah, the Dodgers gave up a little charity to the Yankees. Had to give them that in Game 4, but it's all over now. Getting back to the goal of winning the World Series tonight. And sure, the Yanks beat them 11-4. We'll speak no more of that. The Dodgers took an early lead thanks to yet another Freddie Freeman home run. First player in history to hit homers in the first four games of the World Series. And the Yankees took the lead in the third when the shortstop, Anthony Volpe, hit a grand slam. Then broke things open with five runs in the eighth inning. Dodgers relief pitcher Daniel Hudson picked up the loss, and he was asked after the game what the Yankee hitters were doing differently.
Obviously, you know, they didn't really chase tonight. They had a really good game plan against us. You know, kind of felt like last night we could get ahead early, and they were kind of letting us do that. And tonight, kind of they came out definitely more aggressive, especially early count heaters. And, you know, we just weren't able to you know, put up enough zeros and get the guys, you know, back in the dugout to try to get back in that game.
Headlines in New York this morning say the Yankees finally showed some signs to believe in. The Bombers keeping hope alive, but just that game.
We put Pete Demetrio out of the sports bars.
This longtime fan named Manny said, while the offense did its part, it was the pitching that couldn't carry the load this time.
Bullpen game, when you don't have a fourth starter, I guess that's what happens. But, you know, what can you do?
The Yankee bats woke up.
And that's the scary part, is that they did. And now it gives them a little glimmer of hope, you know. And hopefully tomorrow they go back to sleep and then the Dodgers can win it tomorrow.
Andrew Martinez agreed with that assessment.
We were resting our guys and we'll let them have one. We'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah, you letting the Yankees take one game to sort of save face?
We didn't want to embarrass them too bad, but, you know, we'll bring it back tomorrow and we'll send it home.
Fans were evenly split over what they would prefer to see, win it in New York in five or to game six in L.A. on Friday night. In downtown L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
So again, game five this evening, just after 5 o'clock, Yankee Stadium. And we're going to go live to New York, talk a little bit more about this coming up in just a couple of minutes. A man picked by L.A. Mayor Karen Bass to be the city's new police chief is calling for major change to officer discipline. Former L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell still has to be approved by the full city council, but says rock-bottom department morale has to be addressed by reforming the current system. He says it's not fair or timely.
When somebody gets a complaint, sometimes they'll wait for a year before that complaint is finally adjudicated. And during that year, they're on the bench or they're not able to promote, they're not able to transfer, and really their career is on hold. So to be able to get systems where we streamline the way we investigate, the way we respond, the way we adjudicate. So I go into that saying, I'm all ears, I want to listen to all of the parties involved. But I want to then be able to come out of this in a way where, after including all the relevant stakeholders, that we come up with what could be a best practice for the rest of the country as it relates to police accountability and appropriate discipline.
Again, that's Jim McDonnell to be the next police chief of Los Angeles. He says he wants to set up a blue ribbon commission to consider reform to what he calls a broken system. And he also says he's coming in with an open mind.
Couple people killed in separate shootings in L.A. Detectives say yes, they are connected. John Baird, live in Koreatown.
I talked to an LAPD detective a short time ago who wanted to make sure people understood that a suspect is in custody. It's not like there's somebody running around shooting people. And yes, that the two murders are connected and the man has been detained. Now, the first shooting took place in the Mid-Wilshire, Victoria, and Olympic area about 4:20 yesterday. Witnesses told reporters the victim, a man in his 40s on the e-bike, was first hit by a car, and then the driver got out, went over and shot him a number of times. The victim died at the scene. The e-bike rider, the driver, took off. Later on, a woman was shot and killed about 2 miles away here in Koreatown. She was also shot a number of times and found dead by officers in her car. This is not far from Wilshire in Vermont. Now, a man walked into a police station in South L.A. about 10:20 last night. He told them about the woman in the shooting and apparently admitted shooting the e-bike rider as well. The detective tells me, yes, the cases are connected and that the woman and the suspect had some sort of relationship, and that despite earlier reports, the e-bike rider was not shot as a result of a road rage incident, but he couldn't go into detail at the moment. He says he will put out more details later today.
Freeman cracks one deep to right field and gone again. Freddie Freeman floating in the World Series. Four games, four home runs. You gotta be kidding.
The call on Fox. Wasn't it yesterday? Again, at this time, I said he'd never have to buy a meal in this town again. And that was before that, last night, Freddie Freeman. We're talking Dodgers and Yankees with a guy who does Yankees radio, Justin Shackle, on the line with us.
Well, Justin, we've put away our brooms, but we still are very convinced that we're going to, you know, bring home the title, the World Series win. What do you think?
Hey, you still have plenty of momentum here in your corner, Mike and Vicky. I would just say I don't think the Dodgers want to get back on a plane after Game 5 tonight and have to think all that hard. So the pressure kind of swung back toward L.A.'s corner right now, and the Yankees are feeling a little bit more loose than they did about 24 hours ago.
Yeah, is it kind of just like little by little? You guys woke up a little bit, and we saved a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I think that grand slam from Anthony Volpe, it kind of shook up the entire stadium in the Bronx. I think the Yankees, they were pretty despondent, obviously, falling into a 3-0 hole after Game 3. But that one swing, that jolted Yankee Stadium. I think it jolted a lot of energy into the team as well, and it built throughout the game. And, I mean, they scored 7 runs in the first 3 games against the Dodgers pitching. They scored 11 runs in Game 4 last night. They had more extra bases in Game 4 than they had in the entire first 3 games combined. And I know it was against, the Dodgers bullpen. They were trying to bullpen their way to a World Series sweep. So you take your chances there. Now you have your top pitcher on the mound in Jack Flaherty, but the Yankees have their ace on the mound in Gerrit Cole, so it makes fantastic theater for Game 5.
Someone told us yesterday that they should just call it right before Game 4 and just put the Yankees fans out of their misery. Oh, my gosh. But here we are. And 11 is pretty impressive, I got to say. So looking at the odds, though, with the way it is right now, could the Yankees do it?
I mean, history is obviously not on their side, right? The Yankees were the first team to force a Game 5 after falling behind 0-3 in a World Series since 1970. And they were only the fourth team to do it in baseball history. And, guys, there's never been a Game 6 in that scenario. So, it's kind of ironic and almost sacrilegious that Yankee fans, they're actually echoing the old saying from Kevin Millar from the 2004 Boston Red Sox, because remember, the Yankees are on the wrong side of history. They're the only team to blow a 3-0 lead in a best-of-7 postseason series. Now, that's not in the World Series, but Kevin Millar famously said, "Don't let us win tonight." And I think that's the saying that a lot of Yankee fans are channeling here tonight, because you have your ace on the mound, and then if the Yankees come away here, you got a long flight back to L.A., and you have a disgruntled Carlos Rodon who's trying to redeem himself after a poor Game 2. And after that, it's Game 7. It's anybody's game. So I think it's really imperative for the Dodgers to put the Yankees down here tonight.
All right. It does Yankees radio out there. Justin Shackle. Justin.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. We've got more lawsuits against McDonald's over the E. coli outbreak, the raw onions on the quarter pounders. One person died, 75 others sick.
15-year-old Camberlyn Bowler of Grand Junction, Colorado, says she ate three McDonald's burgers in the weeks before the outbreak was detected. She's been diagnosed with acute kidney failure. She's now in Children's Hospital, Colorado, in Aurora, near Denver.
It hurt to walk. Like, I couldn't stand up straight, because my back was, hurting really bad.
Camberlyn and dozens of other customers are suing McDonald's. They'll ask a judge to certify the suit as a class action. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Big home insurer in California raising its rates. USAA says homeowners will pay about 15% more and about 30% more for condo owners. This is under its main subsidiary. The second largest subsidiary, USAA Casualty Insurance, will raise rates by 25% for homeowners, 40% for condo owners. And USAA membership is exclusive to military members and their families. The San Francisco Chronicle reports these are the largest rate increases from the company in about 6 years.
The bunch of people's data has been sold off online in this searchable database. These are all California residents, so it's us. And this database was called CLEAR. It's not that airport security CLEAR. It's a different kind of CLEAR. Here's Jade Hernandez explaining how you might be able to get in on this new settlement.
It's likely Californians didn't know.
Many Californians have no idea, have never heard of this product.
The product is CLEAR, and it's owned by Thomson Reuters. Zeke Wald, an associate attorney with Gibbs Law Group, spoke to me about how a judge's recent decision means Reuters will pay out $27.5 million to mostly Californians. The four-year-long legal battle began after plaintiffs alleged Reuters company CLEAR violated Californians' privacy rights by taking personal data and selling it on their searchable database.
Our allegations were that essentially all adult Californians' information were being used. All of those folks now have an opportunity
to receive part of that payout, which could mean anywhere from $19 to $48 a person. But first,
you need to submit that claim by December 6th.
Wald says the claim takes only a minute at clearprivacysettlement.com. Eligibility requires having lived in the state for any period of time between December 3rd, 2016 and October 21st of this year.
We're very excited to start getting this relief to Californians.
I'm Jade Hernandez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Ford's CEO being criticized for driving a Chinese EV. Some call it a slap in the face to Ford workers. Jim Farley told the Fully Charged podcast that he drives a $30,000 Suzuki SU7 sedan. Says he had it specially flown in from Shanghai and has no plans to switch to an EV made in the USA. He defended his decision on X, writing, "I try to drive everything we compete against. I've done it my whole career." But again, someone critical of him told the New York Post that Ford gets billions of dollars in subsidies from taxpayers to support domestic EV production. And it is troubling that he would choose a Chinese product over an American car and his own company manufactures. The Suzuki SU7 is not available to buy in the U.S. because the government has a 100% tariff on Chinese-made EVs. It also does not meet U.S. safety standards, and they say it is incompatible with U.S. chargers.
You feel like buying something. Do you feel an impulse buy coming on?
A new survey from the finance company Bankrate found that more than half of U.S. adults made at least one impulse purchase last holiday season. Younger adult shoppers were more likely to make impulse buys than older Americans. The top reason given was that the item purchase was a great deal. The National Retail Federation predicts a record holiday shopping season, with spending expected to top $975 billion this year.
A new report from the American Lung Association says satellites could help improve air quality information for underserved communities by supplementing ground-based monitoring stations.
The American Lung Association has long warned about the dangers of fine particulate matter, known as PM2.5, which is highly hazardous for human health. But now a new report by the organization shows how satellites satellite-derived data could help improve air quality monitoring. The report found that as many as 300 of 2,700 counties in the U.S. had little or no monitoring data for PM2.5 in recent years, and these were places where levels were estimated to be high enough that they were unhealthy. With satellite-derived data, experts can gain a more comprehensive view of air monitoring across the country and better identify hotspots to protect human health. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
The Vice President Kamala Harris gave her closing argument speech last night. That's what they call it, at the Ellipse in D.C., with the White House as the backdrop. And she tried to reach out to those who are undecided and talked about being a president for all Americans, even, she says, if they don't vote for her. Donald Trump was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where he held a big rally and he took shots at Harris, but also focused on policy. And we talked about all of this with Republican strategist Rena Shaw and started by asking her about President Biden and the remark he made referring to Trump supporters as garbage.
Well, when we talk about life after November 5th, what gets remembered is what happens in the final days of a campaign. So no doubt all the events of this last week leading up to Election Day are going to be magnified because people are finally sort of tuning in and saying, hey, it's about time to either finish the early vote or make a voting plan to be there on Election Day. Obviously, we're seeing early votes are tending to favor Democrats as they typically do. But what we know right now about these comments that Biden has made right in the midst, it seems, of Kamala Harris's really successful rally at the White House Ellipse, some 75,000 people showed up for her in the same place that Trump had his supporters gather on January 6, 2021, and then move on to the U.S. Capitol. And obviously an insurrection followed. But those remarks by Biden, the current president who has 3 months to go, get magnified because they seem a bit like Hillary Clinton's deplorables comment from back in 2016. Dem operatives are definitely worried this morning, but I say this, both campaigns did their full court press last night and both stuck their landings with really solid speeches.
Yeah, I guess it depends how many people actually watched Kamala Harris up there, because you have to give points to like the lead team because the optics were great, if anything, right? I mean, she looked good when she had the flags, the White House behind her at night. It was the whole like, look, she could be president thing.
The visuals were very strong, and in terms of content, also strong, but not different than what we've heard from her. She continues to stick to the script that she knows resonates, the one where she casts her family as that of a working class family, the one that was humbled by the bills that they faced. And then she obviously walks into what has been a really solid message, something she knows she has to do, which is coalition build. She spoke to those people who are known to Donald Trump, who are people who perhaps even worked for him, talking about unifying those people, bringing them to the table, having them be at the table in the form of perhaps even a cabinet post. He talked about Trump's enemies and how he wants to jail them, as he said, and she wants to, again, bring them into the fold. Trump, on the other hand, in Pennsylvania, the contrast was he spoke about fear of the unknown. And one thing that was particularly salient to me was the point he made, and it was very direct. He said, I will cut your energy prices in half within 12 months. We're not used to metrics from Trump's. We're not used to direct language like that. But he used a teleprompter last night. And as he went further along in the speech, we heard a lot of what we tend to hear from him about the migrant crisis and crime, public safety, what the Democrats get wrong. But in the final bits of it, man, did he give us chock full of content of what he would do if he were able to re-enter the White House.
That is Republican strategist Rena Shaw.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.